Why don't we, you know, let's take a break for 10 minutes, and then we will, what time? Okay. Well, we're going to take a break for 10 minutes, and we will then take this item up in 10 minutes, and then we'll postpone lunch. Okay, let's resume our meeting. We'll go to the EO's report. Mr. Thomas. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, for the EO's report, we have one item that we want to give a brief presentation to you on. It's an update on the Santa Barbara County Stormwater Management Plan, and Ryan Lodge will be making the presentation.
Okay.
Good afternoon, members of the board. My name is Ryan Lodge, and I'm here to present an update on the Santa Barbara County Stormwater Management Program, which was approved by the board at the July 2006 board hearing. At that board hearing, there were several issues of concern that the board wanted information on, and asked us to bring that information back at a future hearing initially scheduled for October, but that hearing has since been canceled, so that's why we're providing that information to you today. The County of Santa Barbara submitted an updated stormwater management program in August, reflecting all the required changes in the board-approved resolution. As you may recall, there was a list of required changes that the board approved, and they have since submitted a revised stormwater management program that has all those changes, all the required changes in it. They've also submitted supplemental information that I'll go through today, which is the board's requested update.
Can you pull that microphone?
Is that better? Shall I enunciate a little bit better? Okay. The board requested four specific items, enforcement follow-up information in terms of how the county follows up on enforcement actions and also how they deal with interagency referrals, budget breakdown specifically for each of the minimum control measures for their program, construction site inventory, how the county tracks their construction sites that are within the county permit areas, and also maps that are at a larger scale and provide more detail and include water bodies with those maps. The county submitted all this information to us. In terms of the enforcement information, they included in their stormwater management program the commitment to respond to 100% of complaints to county departments within 24 hours. It previously had indicated 100% of complaints to Project Clean Water, but they've now specified that it's actually any county department that receives a complaint. They will respond to those complaints within 24 hours. They also submitted a decision tree, essentially a flow chart, which will guide internal basically decision making on which department they'll send the complaints to, who will respond to it. And they also submitted a tracking information on the tracking of their complaints, which is a database which includes the responsible parties, the complainant, type of complaint, the nearest water body, and follow-up actions that the county will do, and they're tracking all that information. And in the stormwater management program, they've committed to follow up on all referrals to other agencies within 3 days. So if they refer something that's not within their jurisdiction, for example, to the Department of Fish and Game or another agency, they will actually follow up 3 days after they make that referral to see what has happened with that enforcement case or with that complaint and potential enforcement case. And with all their BMPs, they'll review the response protocols annually and evaluate where they can make improvements to their program.
What is your understanding of what that means, referral follow-up within 3 days?
Once they have a commitment to respond within 24 hours, if it's not within their jurisdiction, they'll refer it to another agency. They'll then wait, essentially, they chose 3 days, and then follow up with that agency and find out if there is resolution to the complaint and what the other agency will be doing.
I mean, 3 days seems like a tremendously short period of time for another agency to resolve anything. And I'm just, wondering, and maybe when Mr. Alma gets up, maybe we'll get into that with him. I just wanted to know if you knew anything more about that.
No.
Okay. All right. The flow chart that is in here that I see.
Yes.
Is this something that the county has just prepared for us?
I believe they developed it since the hearing, but Mr. Alme could probably answer that more specifically.
Okay.
Now, the county also submitted specific budget information in terms of the breakdown for each of the minimum control measures. The total budget for fiscal year 06-07 is $527,649, and it's broken down for each of the minimum control measures. And what I'd like to point out is that the post-construction construction is relatively small, but it is a fee-funded. Those are fee-funded programs, so the fees are used to cover costs such as the plan review, inspection, and enforcement of the grading ordinance. And so those monies are not included in the $527,000 total budget. Also not included are their solid and hazardous waste recycling program, their hazardous waste inspection program, and their restaurant inspection programs. Those are existing programs which will benefit the stormwater program. Those inspectors will be trained to look for stormwater issues. However, they're in existing programs and they have their own budgets, so those are not included in the stormwater general budget, but they do provide stormwater benefits. And then this next slide, I don't expect you to be able to read this. There's a lot of detailed information here. I'm just providing it as a demonstration. They provided a printout from their grading or their construction site inventory database.
Now, that's not in the agenda, is it? This particular document?
It should be included as in Attachment 8.
It's not. What's here is fee schedule grading permit, and it's multiple pages of probably cubic yards and the permit fee and the plan check and the total. So there's, I'm looking at a dozen pages front and back maybe with this stuff. Nothing like that. There is complaints and discoveries database front and back, but nothing like that.
It was an error on our part then. It was submitted by the county with their packet of information. It was the last page on that packet, and I can run copies right now if you'd like to look at the details on that.
How many pages is it?
It's one page. They didn't submit the whole database printout. They just run a report to give an example.
So you've got an exemplar of what they've got.
Right.
Okay, Chris could do that, but we could continue with this while Chris is running it off.
Basically, it's again, they're tracking their construction sites. It's updated daily by county staff, and it includes information as the location of the site, parcel numbers, responsible party. They also track inspection schedules and inspection history and enforcement actions if they're being taken, size of the site, all pertinent information for construction sites.
Is this available to the public?
I don't know that it's available to the public. Mr. Alme will be able to answer that question.
Okay.
But they do have it available to print a report if there's a request.
Okay. All right.
And then finally, the last issue is the mapping issue. The county submitted, initially there was one map that showed the entire county's permit areas. They now included three separate maps with the North County areas, which includes Orchid. The county permit areas are in the light blue, and they're just showing proximity to other permitted or future hopefully permitted MS4s. But anyways, the county area is Orchid here and a little piece here, which is Tanglewood. And in the San Ynez Valley, there's Los Olivos over here, San Ynez, Mission Hills, and Vandenberg Village. The other communities that will be getting permit coverage include Solvang, Buellton, City of Lompoc, the Lompoc Federal Penitentiary, and then the Vandenberg Air Force Base. they all have permit applications to get their own MS4 permits with us. And then we also have the South County, or the South Coast area, which again, the light blue areas are the county permit areas between Carpinteria and City of Santa Barbara, between the City of Santa Barbara, City of Goleta, and then there's also Isla Vista here. At the July hearing, there were questions regarding urban areas, census block information, and the cities of Buellton, Solvang, and Lompoc. And so what these maps are trying to demonstrate is the lack of actual urban area in the disputed, I guess, the areas that are within census tracts, but were not included in the permit area in which the Water Board, we did not designate as requiring to have permit coverage. And so the white shaded area is the City of Buellton, which will be required to get their own permit. And then the red crosshatch, a little difficult to read, is the census tract. And as you can see, there's no urban areas in the outlier part of the City of Buellton, and including down in this area and along over here. So it's pretty much open space. Would be covered if there are issues by non-point source program or our ag waiver program. And again, this is City of Solvang. Along the bottom here is the Salinas River. There's a the San Ynez River. There's a little sliver along here that's between the census tract and the city, but it's pretty clearly it's the river bottom. There's areas up here which are ag, and it kind of jets around. There's actually areas that are included within the city limits that aren't actually in the census tract, but we designated the City of Solvang, and with everything within the city limit, they're required to get permit coverage.
Ryan, what happens? Is it covered in the case of a city annexing property? Does it automatically become part of the permit?
I don't know if it's automatic. I mean, we designated the city, so within the city limits, they would have to have it if it's annexed.
Okay.
And this issue has come up in discussions about what if something's developed right outside the city.
Yeah.
We'll work with the county to get it included during the annual report process to make sure that does get included in their permit. Most likely, it would be annexed into the city. And as with the county, most of the city BMPs are citywide, and so it would cover anything within the city limit, so any ordinances or BMPs they're going to implement. And then we have the City of Lompoc. Again, the red crosshatch is the census tract, and the city is within the white shaded area. And this is essentially a hillside here with no development. Again, there's areas that aren't even within the census tract that are covered within the city limits on these sides. And then the northern part of the City of Lompoc. This is the San Ynez River. Excuse the shaking hand. Along the east side of the city. Again, there are areas up here in the north that are agriculture, and also along the west side that are pretty obviously agricultural areas that aren't. It's not necessary to have them covered in an urban permit. And to give you an idea of the amount of detail that the county can provide, this is an area in the South County. The light blue or the green is the permit area. The white crosshatch is the actual census tract, so it essentially cuts the neighborhood right in half. But the county went along and drew their permit boundary, proposed permit boundary, actually is their permit boundary now, around this neighborhood. And they can get the amount of detail they can get down to parcel level detail if that's what we're interested in, but we'd end up with essentially hundreds of pages of maps within their swamp. So they may, they